pleased to be joined by Fraser Donaldson of Easygrass, a Brentwood-based business who are here as part of Brentwood in Business Interview. So very good morning.
Good morning to you.
Nice to meet you. Looking very
you
smart
too.
As well.
Thank you.
In the company colours.
of always.
So tell us a little bit about your role at Easygrass.
Yeah, I am. I'm the director and owner of Easygrass, which we started in 2016 as a franchise of the main Easygrass brand. We brought it into Brentwood, based at the Brentwood Garden Centre. So I look after and oversee most of what goes on within the company, but obviously have people in strategic positions to make sure that the business runs as smooth as we possibly can get it.
Now, the giveaway is in the title slightly, so tell us about the Easygrass products.
Easygrass, artificial grass. We're really fortunate. We are our own manufacturers. We design our own products here in the UK, manufactured over in Europe. We have supply and installs for people that want to do. We look after residentials, we look after schools, we look after commercial properties. We have quite a number of brands, from our Easy Pet, which is designed for dogs and cats and pets, through to the lush and more opulent grasses such as the Belgravia, Chelsea and Mayfair.
Because the garden is an extension, if you're lucky enough to have one, that is an extension of your home. People have got bars in the garden, they've got their lighting, we were saying about audio visual, and they want things to look absolutely immaculate.
I think COVID itself over the last 2 years has changed people's perspective as to what they want from their garden. It is an extension of the house. When the children were off school, was there enough room in the house so they had their gardens done? But when you get the gardens done, if they're going to make the investment, they look at it as a bigger scale. Mm. Easygrass is just one part of that. We've seen a lot of new designs coming into gardens. You mentioned barbecues, but yes, you can have barbecues. Just make sure that you don't drop the hot coals onto the artificial grass. But a lot more of that is happening, and a lot newer designs are coming into gardens. I think people's lifestyles have changed over the last 2 years as well, and the last thing they want is to come home and have to think about going out and doing their garden. Some people still like that. Mm-hmm. We don't have a problem with that. But it's to assist with people that want to have something that's a little bit more low maintenance, which Easygrass is.
And it is one of those things, if you have got a real lawn, it can be a pain literally under your feet with the amount of weeds and stuff that grows. So, or you get the patches on the grass or where somebody's walked on it. I mean, years ago when artificial grass first came out, it was very greengrocery. It was like so bright. The products have changed so much over the years. So you've got loads that we were talking about, the different, and they look so real.
I think that's been the biggest part. With all of our grasses, they're what we call triple yarn grasses. So triple yarns are three types of grass blades that run through the pile itself. Part of that is the colour distinctions to make it look a little bit more authentic, a little bit more real looking. We have a brown thatch, so it's that burnt grass look, if you like, to blend in with the real grass, which is what you would get in a normal grass anyway. Mm. And it's come up really well. We're quite proud of the products that we have. We are, and I display a badge on my uniform here saying we're one of the most awarded artificial grass companies in Europe, which is fabulous.
Yeah.
But no, the product itself does look a lot more realistic than what it did 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. And you've got something for everybody's budget. And you were saying you go around, you'll survey the site, doesn't matter how big or small it is, and then you'll recommend different types of Easygrass.
Yeah, we have obviously our sales team, and they do a fabulous job for us. We've got obviously the team as well in the office, and then we have our own installers. And so the complete package from start to finish, if you get in touch through our social media, the websites, or call into the office, we would organise a survey for you. At the survey, you're given the size of your garden area, you're given an estimated quote confirmed by the full quote in an email. If you want to go ahead, then it's a call into the office and we get you all booked in. Yeah. And that's it. What's the nicest thing with artificial grass is once the fitting is done, it can be used straight away. So yeah. rather than having to wait a couple of days for grass to be settled in, artificial grass you can use from the moment that we've finished. It doesn't have to just be in a garden. It can be a patio, it can be decking area, and the such like. So there are different applications that artificial grass can go on to.
And how much maintenance do you have to do? What do you need to do to keep it up to
not all companies do, but we offer a maintenance program. Our slogan is it's low maintenance, not no maintenance. But the main thing is you're always going to get leaves or dust or dirt that drops into the grass. Good garden brush is really all you need, depending on the size of the garden, but a good garden brush is all you need to brush out the dust and dirt. We always recommend to have a low bleached weed killer as a little store in case you get airborne spores that drop into the garden, but really no more than that. If you wanted it completely cleaned and maintained on a yearly basis, Easy Grass can do that for you, and we can set up a payment program for that to happen. So it's not just a case of fitting in the grass and away you go. We're there as a backup should anything happen, or if you have a special occasion that you want the grass looking pristine condition, we can come back and get all that cleaned up and ready to go.
And it's fantastic this month and into next month as well. We've got Brentwood in Business interviews. There'll be lots of local businesses coming in to talk about what they do in Brentwood, and all the details will be up on the website. So if people want to get in contact with you, are you across social media? Are you everywhere?
We are indeed. That's
and you're
right.
You're based in Brentwood.
That's right. Just down at the Brentwood Garden Centre.